listening to Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast created by kids, but for listeners of all ages. Join, subscribe, and share. Here's your hosts, Ben and Jackson.
This is Ben.
And Jackson.
From Footballing with Kids, the premier football podcast. Welcome to the program.
Okay, this is our... We missed 3 weeks.
Yeah.
One was because the first one, we both got sick. The next one, I was on a bye week. And the next one, Ben was on a bye week.
Yeah. And then we didn't want to do the podcast without each other.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So we took bye weeks.
Mm-hmm. And we were both very busy over the past couple weeks.
Yeah, I had a lot of schoolwork to do.
So first, let's go into breaking headlines. I'll go first.
Yeah.
So this is as of, like, a couple weeks ago. The game I went to, the Niners versus Dolphins, it was an amazing game. The Niners pulled ahead in the fourth quarter to win 33-17. But in the first quarter, Jimmy G broke his foot, and he's gone for the season.
Yeah.
And Brock Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant, is becoming relevant.
It might be fun if he wins the Super Bowl, he'd probably be a gimme for Offensive Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm.
But this is a fun fact. Ryan Suckup, the kicker for the Buccaneers, was also Mr. Irrelevant. So it's the first time two Mr. Irrelevants started and played against each other.
Wow.
And it was also the first time a QB had their first start against Tom Brady and actually won.
Yeah. And then another fun fact would be, I don't think any Mr. Irrelevant has won Rookie of the Year.
I doubt he would, because he's played like 7 weeks max.
I mean, but if he wins the Super Bowl.
I know, but Rookie of the Year, those awards are supposed to be for the regular season.
Well, actually, and they announced them before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing. But yeah, maybe. Never not over. And now on to the next headline. Baker Mayfield, he left the Panthers because he was third string behind Sam Darnold and P.J. Walker, I think. And then he makes a 13-point comeback 2 days after joining Rams to lead them to a Thursday Night Football victory, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
17-16 after Baker Mayfield threw a touchdown pass to, I think it was Allen Robinson.
Yeah.
Let me check that.
I don't know.
No, it was Van Jefferson.
Oh. Van Jefferson. Good old Van.
Okay, but Debo is out this week because he has an ankle injury.
Whoever is listening to us in Evanston, Wyoming, thank you. We got like 6 downloads from there, and we don't have any relatives in Wyoming. Yeah. Which is pretty crazy if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually getting listeners that are not family. And
but Debo is out for an ankle injury, and you can go with the next one, which is big.
Russell Wilson. I'm disappointed about this one because it looked like the Broncos were going to pull off the comeback to win the game. But then Russell Wilson had a concussion. Here, I'll bring you through the play. It was 3rd and 11. Broncos were at the 16-yard line. So nobody
16-yard line. The Chiefs 16?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So the, pressure was coming and nobody was open. So Russell Wilson took it and ran. He ran for like 14 yards and brought him up to the 2-yard line. But then instead of sliding, he took a hard hit to get a couple extra yards. And then he got a concussion. Ouch. When he took his helmet off on walking to the locker room, he had this giant bump on his forehead.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And Kyler Murray tears his ACL against the... Which team did the Cardinals? The Patriots.
Yeah. I'm kind of half happy about that because that means the Broncos might actually be able to beat a Kyler Murray-less Cardinals team. But I'm also kind of sad about it because you never want to see players get injured.
Who do you think the Broncos are going to get in the draft?
They traded their pick to the Seahawks, remember?
Oh, yeah!
Which is incredibly disappointing.
So that means the Seahawks get, like, a really, like, a top five pick. Yeah, it's going to be a top five pick.
And the Broncos get just the 49ers pick, I think, or the Dolphins pick.
Wow, that's sad.
Wait. Yeah.
The Dolphins pick, which is the 49ers, I think.
The 49ers traded it to the Dolphins. Now the Dolphins traded it to the Broncos for Bradley Chubb.
Who might win Defensive Player of the Year.
It would be really disappointing if the Broncos traded away the Defensive Player of the Year for a first-round pick. It's going to be late first round and a running back.
Oh, and the Eagles have clinched the playoffs. And the Broncos have done the opposite.
Mathematically eliminated. Woohoo. Broncos country. Let's try to ride, but then fail. And then
fall off a horse.
Yeah. And then get run over. That's the story of the Broncos season.
And Marcus Mariota leaves the Falcons after he got benched for the rookie Desmond Ridder.
Yeah. And Kenneth Walker will be playing against the San Francisco 49ers. He'll be coming back from an injury.
And Rondale Moore, the Cardinals wide receiver, is on IR.
Yeah. And the Saints have officially claimed Eno Benjamin off of waivers from the Cardinals.
And now into our pigskin pick'ems. I'll go first. So for Thursday night football, I have the Niners over the Seahawks. And if the Niners win this, they've clinched the playoff.
Yeah. I also have the Niners over the Seahawks for that game.
And then I have the Vikings over the Colts. This should be pretty much a free win for the Vikings.
There is no such thing as a free win in the NFL.
Chiefs versus Broncos.
Hey. Broncos versus 49ers.
Chiefs versus most teams.
Broncos versus most teams. Okay.
And then next, I have the Ravens. Oh, wait, what's your Vikings?
I also have the Vikings beating the Colts.
Next, I have the Ravens beating the Browns.
Same. If the Ravens do this, right now they have the tiebreaker over the Bengals, so just be one step further to continuing their division title conquest.
And for this next game, it's going to be a big game for the AFC West. I have the Dolphins over the Bills after the Dolphins beat the Bills in week 3.
AFC East, you mean?
Oh, AFC East. I'm so used to saying West.
Same. Yeah. I also have the Bills beating the Dolphins. This is the Bills' chance to get revenge.
But I had the Dolphins beating the Bills, not
if
the Bills.
If the Dolphins lose this game, it'll drop their record down to like 8-6, which they might not even make the playoffs. The AFC wildcard teams are pretty good.
Yeah. Next, I have the Eagles over the Bears.
So do I.
Talking about a free win, this should be, like...
easy.
The best team in the league against the second worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Who beat the Niners.
It's
Trey Lance's fault. Brock Purdy's better.
Actually, the sad thing is, 2 out of the Niners' 4 losses have come to terrible teams. Bears and Broncos. Actually, no, the Broncos are not terrible. The Broncos are amazing. They've tried.
Except the game where the Niners lost to the Bears, it was raining a bunch. Yeah. And Trey Lance, it was his, like, one of his first starts.
But Trey Lance went to North Dakota. He should be used to it.
Mm-hmm. Trey Lance just can't make decisions fast enough. But Brock Purdy can. He's like, if you combine Tom Brady with Lamar Jackson.
He's that fast?
He's fast, but he's not, like, that fast.
Wow. So...
He's, like... I don't know. He's, like... He's pretty fast, though.
So he's, like, if you combine the first grader, your average first grader, with Lamar Jackson.
No.
Your average first grader maxes out at about 7 miles per hour. Maybe.
Probably faster. But Brock Purdy's really fast.
I bet he clocks out at 9 miles per hour. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Brock Purdy ran a 4.84 40-yard dash.
That's not that fast compared to other NFL players. Most players that
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. See what I mean there?
Oh, yeah. But Brock Purdy's fast.
He is pretty fast.
Next, I have the Jets over the Lions.
I have the Lions over the Jets. These teams are only one game apart. The Lions have been playing well. The Jets haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Beat that.
Except the Jets are 7-6. The Lions aren't 7-6. But this will be a crucial game for the wild card spot in the AFC.
And also the NFC, because the Lions still have a shot to make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Despite their horrid beginning, they're not dead yet.
Mm-hmm. If the Seahawks lose and they win and the Giants lose, they'll be in the wild card. But it's crazy that a 10-3 team is in the wild card.
Yeah. I guess that's just what happens when you're in a division with the best team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
You know what would be fun?
What?
A Broncos versus a Bears Super Bowl.
It would be fun. Any Super Bowl is fun. Except for the second half of the Buccaneers Chiefs.
Oh.
But next game, I have the Steelers over the Panthers.
So do I. The Steelers have been doing pretty well lately.
Mm-hmm. The Steelers are 5-8.
And the Panthers are also 5-8, I think.
Yes, they are.
And then, yeah, Chiefs over Texans. This is probably going to be one of the easiest wins all season.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be, like, the Chiefs. It's like their break, because they have one of the hardest schedules.
Yeah.
Next, I have the Saints over the Falcons.
You know why the Chiefs have the one of the hardest schedules?
Why?
The Denver Broncos. Yeah.
But I have the Saints over the Falcons. What do you have?
Also the Saints over the Falcons.
I have the Cowboys over the Jaguars,
but going too. Back to the Saints over Falcons game, I don't see how Desmond Ridder could beat the Saints.
Mm-hmm. Andy Dalton versus Desmond Ridder.
Yeah.
The game of the century.
Cowboys over Jaguars, yeah.
I also have the Cowboys winning. The Cowboys are just super amazing defense. Micah Parsons is amazing. Trayvon in his second Diggs. Year.
Don't forget about Trayvon Diggs, also his second year, I think. Or third year.
It's not his second year.
I think it's his third year.
Okay.
But something like that.
Next, I have the Broncos over the Cardinals.
Yeah, Broncos country. So do I.
That was good.
Broncos country. Let's go.
That wasn't so good. But the Kyler-less Cardinals. That sounds good. Kyler-less Cardinals.
Versus the unstoppable Denver Broncos.
No.
They're like the Vikings of last year. They lost every game by like one score.
The Vikings lost by 37 a couple weeks ago.
I know. But the Vikings last year, they lost every game by one score. But now look at what they're doing now.
Except the Broncos won't be able to create that other season.
Wanna bet? Wanna bet?
Next, I have the Patriots over the Raiders.
Yeah. My somewhere in the middle team versus 32nd favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Patriots country. Let's beat the Raiders.
Next, I have the Titans over the Chargers.
Yeah. So do I.
Mm-hmm.
These teams actually have pretty similar records, mm-hmm. but the Titans...
They have the same record, except Tennessee is in a bad division, and the Chargers aren't. Or actually, half of their division is bad.
Hey, a quarter of the division is bad. I will not let anybody smack talk my Broncos.
Okay, sure.
And Bengals over Buccaneers. This mm-hmm. very well could have been the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Before the season. No, wait. Last year?
Yeah.
The Niners would have beat the Buccaneers.
Maybe not. Yeah.
The Niners would beat the Buccaneers. Tom Brady would concede because he doesn't want to beat the Niners.
Tom Brady would
He'd probably lose 35-7.
He'd probably win, honestly.
Mm.
That was the 49ers without Brock Purdy.
Oh, yeah.
The Brock Purdy-less 49ers.
Next time, the Giants over the Commanders.
I disagree with you. Commanders country. Let's ride.
Okay. But this is... Wait. Giants...
These teams have identical records and are tied for last place in the division.
Mm-hmm. But the funny thing is, these teams tied against each other a few weeks ago.
It would be funny if they'd tie again.
Yeah, that would be really funny. Next, I have the Rams over the Packers.
Yeah. I don't. Packers state. Let's eat cheese.
And yeah. Now let's go. What's your winner of the week for this week?
Chiefs.
I also have the Chiefs over the Texans.
Wow.
I can't believe we haven't used the Chiefs yet, though.
Yeah, that's crazy. I guess they have played a pretty tough schedule, as you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been a definitive win yet.
Okay, now let's go into a weekly MVP. You can do defense.
Yeah, you know it. Broncos country, let's go. Josie Jewell, 2 interceptions and 10 tackles. Coming in clutch. Bring in the Broncos, the opportunity to win, which Brett Rypien kind of messed up.
Yeah. But how does the linebacker get 2 interceptions?
I don't know. Ask physics.
Well, Dre Greenlaw did get 1.
2 is greater than 1.
Mm-hmm. But 15 is greater than 10.
Not by much. An interception is worth more than 5 tackles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, for offense, I have the Eagles, Miles Sanders, 144 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns out of just 17 attempts.
Yeah. I was hoping Jerry Jeudy here, but that didn't work out.
That's an average of 8.5 yards per carry.
Wow.
In a blowout against the Giants.
But guess what? Jerry Jeudy averaged 9.1 yards per catch.
Mm-hmm.
He should have won. Wait. But fine. Anyway, now free for all time.
Wait, can I? I need to see something.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, never mind. Go to free for all.
Yeah, it's free for all time, aka college football time. It's, the college football playoffs are coming up. It is, what is it? My mind is blanking here. I know this. Michigan versus TCU and Ohio State versus Georgia for the semifinals.
Mm-hmm.
And for the big bowl games, the New Year's Six bowl games, the Fiesta Bowl. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, for. No, one. Yeah, for the. Wait, what? 1, 2. Wait. Huh? Okay, the big bowl games are in the Gator Bowl, 19-seeded Notre Dame versus 20-seeded South Carolina. For the Alamo Bowl, 21 Texas versus 12 Washington. For the Sugar Bowl, 5 Alabama versus 11 Kansas State. For the Orange Bowl, 6 Tennessee versus 10 Clemson.
That's going to be good. It's the orange teams.
Yeah, we just need to add Syracuse in there. The big oranges. For the Fiesta Bowl, aka the semifinals this year, 3-seeded TCU versus 2-seeded Michigan. And for the Peach Bowl, also the semifinal this year, 4-seeded Ohio State versus 1-seeded Georgia. For the Cotton Bowl Classic, it's 14-seeded Tulane versus 8-seeded USC. For the Verbo Citrus Bowl, it's 16-seeded LSU versus Purdue, unranked but Big Ten runner-ups. And for the Rose Bowl game, it's 9 Penn State versus 7 Utah. Mm-hmm. This is the second year in a row Utah has been playing in the Rose Bowl.
Wow. For the college football playoff finals, I want to see Michigan versus Ohio State.
I don't.
It's better than Michigan versus Georgia.
Yeah, we probably stand. Ohio State would be thirsty for revenge.
Mm-hmm.
My ideal situation.
But then Georgia's going to just stop our run, and then Michigan won't be able to do anything.
There is no stopping our run.
Go no back stopping. To last. Huh?
No such thing as stopping our run.
Really? Georgia destroyed us last time.
It's not last time anymore.
Good point. Who do you think is going to win the World Cup, Argentina or France?
Argentina. Messi's getting his first World Cup in his star-studded career.
I think Messi and Argentina are going to win against Messi's own teammate on Paris Saint-Germain, Mbappe.
Kylian Mbappe.
Mbappe is fun to say.
Yeah, Mbappe is one of my favorite players. He's just so good at soccer.
I think if Messi wins the World Cup, he has a good chance of winning the Ballon d'Or, which is basically soccer's MVP.
I bet Mbappe's going to win the Ballon d'Or.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing really well with PSG.
Well, whoever wins the World Cup probably will.
And Mbappe...
Well, Messi's been doing really good with PSG.
But, Messi or Mbappe are the two front runners for the Golden Boot Award for who scores the most goals in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mbappe's ahead, right?
What?
Wait.
Yeah, Mbappe is ahead by one.
Wait, most goals in the World Cup?
Yeah.
Okay.
Stats, yeah. Mbappe is... Actually, no, they're tied.
Oh.
And then they're also tied for third. Julian Alvarez and Olivier Giroud are tied for fourth. Or tied for third with four goals apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mbappe and Messi are tied for first with 5 goals each.
Whoa.
That is going to be a fun final.
Mm-hmm. Very fun.
And Griezmann and Messi are also tied for the league for the World Cup lead in assists. Mm-hmm.
Who do you have? What do you think the score is going to be?
3-2 Argentina.
I have 3-1 Argentina. Messi is going to score 2, and Alvarez is going to score 1.
Yeah, Messi scores a goal, Messi scores a PK, and Alvarez scores a non-PK goal.
Messi, I don't think he's missed a single PK this World Cup, and he's taken like 7.
Yeah, including the PK shootout, I think.
Oh, Harry Kane's penalty miss against France was just bad. It was a really bad foul by France in their own box.
Aye, blues. Aye, blues. Aye, blues. For anybody who doesn't know, that's France's chant.
But it's going to be an amazing game no matter what, and it's a must watch no matter what sport fan you are.
It's going to be 5 a.m. where I'm going to be there then.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm going to have to get up really early on my vacation. Yeah. So it's going to...
I think that's it.
Yep. I guess that is it. See ya, y'all. Have fun. Universe.